This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome everybody to Me Time and our continuation of Beauty Month. So fun. Back by popular demand for this very fun Beauty Month episode of makeup, we have Anton Khachaturian, who is one of my favorite people on planet Earth. We have such a good time and he's filled with some fun makeup and beauty tips, hacks, products, all that good stuff. And we just giggle and have a really good time. So please enjoy. Anton, I love you so much. So I did this theme for February that was like about healers. And I've decided to kind of do themed months for a little bit. And this, I decided March just being spring. And, you know, I think it's been a pretty, have you experienced this? Like, the start to 2024 has been a little bit of a doozy.
Yeah. And you good? I mean, for us in particular, in the business, or in general?
In general, I feel like everyone I talk to is like, well, February feels like it flew, but I feel like for everyone, January was like 2 years long.
Well, I think January is the only month that feels long.
That's true. and then it all just speeds up.
And she wants you to feel every single day of her.
She really does. Like, she wants you to feel every part. She wants you to feel every feeling she's feeling.
100%. Yes. She's like the Mother Earth of the year or something. But there's literally like, there was a point where I'm like, it's like January 43rd. And I can't cope. Like, I need it to be February, because then February always feels fast. But then the next thing it's summer, and it's just crazy. But I think for me, one thing I've really noticed is I always forget, like, the trickle back from, you know, we obviously had the strike, which was a huge thing, but a lot of people who would typically be around doing press are now filming. And I didn't kind of factor that in. I'm like, wait a minute, nobody's here. A lot of people are away because they're—
Oh my God, what just happened? What? Did you see those balloons?
Yes, like, did you see it too? Or was it just me?
Did you send me balloons on Zoom?
No, I didn't do anything.
What the hell happened?
I have no idea.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay.
Was there a word command? Like, I
don't know.
Like, my phone is over there.
Balloons. Congratulations. What did we say? Awards?
No, I don't think I—
Okay.
I swear I didn't touch anything. Like, I'm like this far from my computer.
So am I. I don't get it. Okay. Anyway, continue.
You look really great.
What is this? Do you have a light on, or is this like natural light?
I have lights, plural, on. I like looked at them. Like, they were people who were like, don't lie to her. Like, they knew. But yeah, no, there's just a ring light and then a soffit, because it's—
Oh my God, I love you.
It's pretty hazy today.
It is hazy today. I was actually going to see if you can tell the difference. I have one light on, but I might, like, it's like low. So I think I'm going to like turn her up. Do we turn her up? Does that look nice? Should I make her a little more cool?
It got warmer. I liked it cooler. This looks good. Is it a little cooler? Wait, yeah.
Yeah, like it's a little cooler. Do I look shiny?
No.
Are you when I need you? All right. Okay. I mean, you're right here, but like, you're not actually here. So even though so I don't need powder.
No, you're so cute. No, you look so good.
My hair is like it looks really amazing. Big today.
Your hair always looks good.
My hair is a thing. It's
you
a
just
thing.
Got good hair.
It's got a little life today. Okay, wait, let's go back. So we were talking about lights, and we're talking about spring, and we were talking about how tough of a year I think last year was for everybody. But then now it's kind of weird, because I think the industry is also slow to kind of like— Yeah, but also it's award time. So there's not— it's like all kind of focused on that, I feel like. But then it's either stuff is filming, or because it all slowed down so much, there's not the same— like, it's not the same type of, you know, what, pilot season, which we don't even really have anymore. But like, it's just a different
energy now. So in general, there's like a little like, I don't want to say it just feels slow. It just feels different. And
it does feel a little different so far this year. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I always sort of think of, or at least maybe this is just because of what my January was like, but March and spring and things are blooming. And I feel like there's a reason we call it spring cleaning, because we want like a sort of a fresh,
right,
new, something new, maybe some new vibe, some new something. That's when we get like our highlights for summer. It's when we like, you know, because we like want to like brighten things up or whatever. And so beauty month, I'm also going to have Tilly on.
Yes.
You're the only people I have so far.
Oh my God, you have people, but what are your favorites?
I'm going to have Anton and Tildy and maybe have one where I have Anton and Tildy in the same episode.
That would be
funny. The whole month. Yeah,
I'm down. I'm ready.
But anyway, so I just, look, I don't know, listeners, you all know this, but I don't know if Anton knows this, that like your episode was, I think, remains, other than our premiere episode with Joel, the most popular episode of Me Time.
Really?
I swear to God.
You told me it was doing really well, but this is a new statistic for me.
Anton, yes. Anton, you're a star. This is why you got to do a podcast.
We need a spinoff, you know? We need a spin-off. No, I'm not even kidding. Like, how fun.
We should do a spinoff. I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding.
You talk about
the podcast thing has been circling a lot in my head, and I never really listened to them before like 6 months ago. Yours was one of the first ones that I started listening to, and I'm like, this is really fun. It's like an alternative to music, and sometimes I feel pressured by music because I'm like, oh God, what am I in the mood for? It's like this drama. But with the podcast, it just kind of, it's just like a thing. It's like in the background in your head, and you're just kind of listening. So there's a few that I'm addicted to now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, I kind of love it. I love the perspective.
You like what?
I like the perspective of it.
Yeah, I do too. I know you have some really good ideas, and I have been wondering what's happening with them, because I think you should do them.
I think that's something we should definitely powwow about.
Yeah, we should. Okay. So, so back to makeup, back to beauty, back to new fun things. It's so funny, because one of the things I love about you so much is that you're like, if I were to call you and say, let's talk trends, you would be like, trend schmens, kind of, because it's sort of what like works for you.
Right.
And, you know, and that is like, that's why it's like, I don't want to do like a spring trends episode. I just want to do like, I don't know, what are Anton's new favorite things episode.
Right. But it's so funny you said that, because I think that trend is really tricky when it like rules what you're doing and you feel very like trapped by it. And I think that that's not necessary, but you can get really cool inspiration from it. There are some that are floating around right now for like 2024, like spring, summer, things we saw from fashion shows that I actually am really into. So I definitely want to talk to you about those.
I want to talk about those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some fun products that I'm liking. It was funny because I worked with, I work with Alyssa Milano a lot. I love her.
Who I love
so much. And we did the Golden Globes, and we were texting, and she said, let's do the espresso makeup trend.
What's that?
I know. What's that? I don't know. I didn't know what that was. I'm like, what the heck is the espresso makeup trend? So it's basically like kind of your telltale 90s, like monochromatic browns, you know?
Oh, and yeah, I remember.
That can be in any capacity. So we did this really beautiful, like very matte, like brown smoky eye, you know, black details, you know, a little bit of liner, mascara, lashes, things like that. But it was mostly like a very chocolatey espresso kind of vibe. And then like a neutral kind of brownish, neutral nude lip, more bronzery on the cheeks than too much color. It was really cool. So it was like this monochromatic brown, but with like a not so flat and 90s, which I'm a child of the 90s. I'm not mad at any of that.
No, but I love the matte look.
Yeah, but with like a modern feel. So I'm like, that's so funny. Like they're just, they're essentially renaming something that's like 90s browns. You know?
You probably knew how to do it. Like you weren't like, oh, this espresso trend is just 90s. It's
literally there was a second of, oh my, what am I going to do? I don't know what this is. I'm freaking out. And I looked it up. I'm like, it's browns. Okay. You know, which, but that's what they're calling it, which I think is really cool. So it's kind of like some of the high points that I realized from it is maybe trading your black liner in on a daily basis for a chocolatey brown one. And I feel like that's something that you and I do a lot, Maggie. It's like, you love that. Like, you love the coppers and the browns, but because it's like a different way to define your eyes without it being too dark all of the time. Like if you just want to look, and I love browns. I think it's amazing.
That's what I reach for. I'm such a creature of habit that a lot of the colors that I still have, I mean, most of my makeup actually is from you, but if I were to do an eyeshadow, which I don't often do, it's true. My whole makeup, literally.
Anton, I'm like, Maggie, where's that lip liner? I know you have it. I do. Because that's what I mean with especially my girls that I'm working with all the time. Like I got to build you some, you got to have some stuff that
I do. But it's true. I go to the browns almost always. That makes me happy. Ooh, yeah. Maybe that's something we'll do.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. Because it's kind of like a cool, and you could use it at any scale you want. Like it could be like a super dark brown smoky with like a deeper lip, you know, maybe something more editorial, or it could be a softer wash. Like you're using mattes and, you know, more neutral browns instead of like shimmery golds and things like that, which I love, but it's just a different way to go about it. It's kind of cool.
I love that. That's like, you know, I have this Thrive. I was going to show you. Are you using these?
I have Thrive stuff too. I'm going to show you.
Oh my God. They sent me this because they sponsor the podcast, you know, and by the way, this is not why we're talking about Thrive. We actually love Thrive.
No, I love Thrive and I know the creator. Like I know that like I love the PR company. Like Thrive and I have like a relationship. They know.
Yeah. They know. And like a real one, like an exclusive.
No, for real. I mean, they just sent me a mountain of product. They're so supportive and I love their brand.
Love their brand so much. They sent me this like out of nowhere. They like guessed the right color.
Oh, no, those are really, it's like the dual, it's a lipstick.
It's a lipstick, but it's like.
Is it like the multi, like you could use it on your cheeks? You could use it. Is it like thicker?
No, I think this is just a lipstick.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's on.
Because they have those like cheek and lip ones too that are really cool.
I can't see anything. This is called Impactful. No, this is just a lipstick.
Okay.
But I have like their brightener and stuff as well. Yeah. Anyway, my point is it's funny. I was like, oh, I need to go get a lipstick because I didn't even know if it was a trend, but I've just seen so much of it that I'm like, I'm very into this matte look again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're talking about it now.
Products that I'm going to show you.
I love, show me more.
No, I will. But I love Thrive. One of my favorite products from them is what do they call these exactly? The Infinity Waterproof Eyeshadow Sticks. So they're basically, and you know, I always use a base of some kind, but I don't usually go towards like a clear eyeshadow base. Like I use something that has color that's kind of in line of what we're gonna do. So these are some of my favorite colors just to swatch and see if they show on camera. But you know, they're so, oh yeah, that actually shows up really nice. So this is something that you and I would use for like the smoky bronzy eye.
Yeah.
And this is also an incredible neutral on deeper skin tones.
It's called Dawn. I love that, which is like kind of what we do in spring. I feel like, you know, daytime or whatever, we're going to be out in that a little bit more. So it's like you kind of want those more earthy or less, it's not like a nighttime vibe. You want that sort of daytime vibe all the time.
It could go nighttime if you want it to, but it would also just be like a sexy bronzy kind of eye for during the day.
Yeah.
Like the light version is this one. It's called Nikki, which is one of my favorites. This is kind of your daytime, I feel like super duper.
I'm obsessed. Me I actually too. Have that. I haven't used it yet. Yeah.
Me too, I use like crazy. And the thing is they last. Like they don't crease. They really stay on. Like I'm obsessed with these. I feel like vegan brands for a long time had a reputation of maybe not having the most longevity. I'm just being honest. I'm talking about years ago, but Thrive is one of those brands that's like changed that because the products are so good and they're completely cruelty-free and vegan.
Yeah.
So.
We're obsessed. I'm completely obsessed with them. And I do, I know that for a while ago, I do remember we were trying like makeup artists. I know like even on set, we were trying to use these cruelty-free products. We were trying. Oh, hi.
Maybe for our little espresso trend, this is a little bit taupier. This is a little bit warmer. So there's a million of these, which I love because I like using the color as the base that I'm going to actually finish with. So
I think we have obsessed. To do this.
For sure. And it's not far off from something that we've done, but it's just like.
I love that. So those were the Thrive.
Infinity Waterproof Eyeshadow Sticks.
Love.
They're so, so, so good. And I love their mascara too. I grabbed their mascara. This is the Liquid Lash Volumizer. it's just a good mascara, and it stays on. And you know, I'm real picky about mascara, because once I send you out into the world, I can't chase after you anymore, especially for an event. So I need to know that it's not budging, it's not flaking, it's not doing anything funny.
I had on right now.
Yeah, this one?
Yeah, the tube one.
I think it's the tube. This is called Liquid Lash Volumizer. I'm not sure if it's the tubing one, or I don't know if they have more than one, but I mean I imagine that they're all great, because I've never had a problem with any of their products, let alone clients have been telling me like, this does not move, but it's like gentle to take off when you want to take it off, which I love. You're not wearing it for a week. Like, you remember. I guess I'm going to just wear this for a whole week, you know, because it literally didn't come off.
Had this happen the other day. I thought something was wrong with me, where I was like, and I realized I reached for like a waterproof, mascara, but man, it's not easy. What is the trick? So let's say if you don't have, this is mostly for me.
Right.
If I do a waterproof mascara, because sometimes when I'm going to an event or something too, you do my makeup for events, but even if it's like a party or something, I know I'm going to be
right, and you just, yeah,
I might do waterproof, or an audition if I know I might craft a cry, or if I like whatever. So what is the best way to get it? I feel like it's days that it just stays on my lashes.
An oil-based remover.
Okay. So you have to have a remover. There's not like
you have to have an oil-based remover. Like, it's not going to come off with soap and water, because then the oil is going to kind of emulsify it and break it down. And that's really the only way. One thing that I love to do with waterproof mascara actually is I do a coat of the regular non-waterproof mascara, and then you can put a little bit of waterproof over it once it's dry, and it actually gives you the same kind of vibe. But then when you go to remove it, you're removing the regular product because it's underneath. So
look at that.
I learned that on set from another makeup artist actually, and I was like, what?
I didn't know that. I love that.
I'm obsessed. Well, you know, we're always learning, and I always want to learn. It's just
I love that. Oh, and now I'm learning. And now everyone listening is learning. This is why you're the best. Like,
oh, I love you. I was going to say, like, what, as an artist, when you think you know everything, you're going to fail. That's usually my perception. So it's like, you always want to learn cool new stuff. So yeah, I love those. I'm using those constantly, more than anything else these days. Yeah.
I love that. What else? You also mentioned, I know, some like eyelash thing that you.
Oh,
like-
yeah. We could talk about, okay, I'm dying to try these on you.
Tell me about them. So you know, eyelashes are my thing.
Well, these are from Ardell. They're seamless underlash extensions. They actually go underneath.
Oh.
What? So these kits are really cool, because it has their bond, their sealer, it has the remover down here, and it actually took all this stuff out separately so you could see. And it has the little wand that you use to actually apply. So we got to demo these, maybe we got to do a little video.
I think we do, and I
demo these on you, because they're really cool. So these are a little bit more dramatic, like this starter kit with some of like the wispy lashes, but then they came out with, basically they have a set of these for all of their collections. So they have the naked lashes, which I love, and they did like a naked version.
Oh, they're really cool.
I mean, how like these, I feel like would be amazing on you. And you, when you wear these, you don't wear them with mascara. You do them on your bare lash, because it almost gives the look of lash extensions, but in a natural way.
Yeah.
Like, they're buildable. So you can do as many or as few as you want. Like, I taught a class for them the other day, which was really fun. I did a master class for Ardell. You know, I love education. It's like one of my favorite things.
I know. And you did a, wait, hold on. You did a master class for Ardell?
Yeah.
God, Anton, where do we watch these?
There's going to be a long version on YouTube. So I'll Yeah. And then there are going to be short versions, which I'm going to be posting and all that good stuff. But there will be a long edit of the class, which I'm excited about. But I was playing with these because I've used this kind of product before, but I was like, let me refamiliarize myself. And I was doing these 10 millimeter ones, these shortest ones
on
myself. Cute. And I just did like three pieces, and I'm like, you know, you can't really tell. Like, it looks cute, but also you can go back and add more and really build them. So it's kind of a new technology. One thing I love using these for is for that client. And this works very much so for the everyday person, because this is something that I think tons of women run into when, you know, lash extensions they're high maintenance. You know, you got to fill them all the time. They can damage your lashes. It's just the way it goes. when they're getting sparse or when they're starting to fall out, this product is amazing for that because they grab to it. So they grab to the lash extension so easily. And then you just literally need to put in a few pieces and it looks like a new set.
Oh my God.
The remover is amazing because you basically just, I mean, it's kind of like a mascara wand. You emulsify it really, really good. You get under there, you do a little bit from the top, and then they slide off. If there's any tension, you didn't use enough of the remover. So you just go back and do a little bit more.
Oh my God, I have to know this.
No, we're gonna try these on you. I'm dying to. I mean, these ones in particular, because I think it's kind of a cool way. I love a strip lash. Don't get me wrong. I use strip lashes all the time. I use their individuals all the time. I feel like that's what we usually go to. Yeah. But this is kind of a different technology, you know? And it's cool because you don't have to worry about hiding a lash in eyeliner. You could just throw a few of these on and be done with it.
I am obsessed. You know, do you know that I've never done eyelashes on myself ever? So if you don't do it, it's just like, I don't do my eyebrows until I see you, which by the way, like you can't, don't even look right now.
Not looking.
Yeah.
No, you're stunning. Are you kidding? But so no, it's really funny because you're like, do we need an extra 20 minutes? I'm like, why? Because you need to literally regenerate your eyebrows for you. Which I love, by the way. I love that you trust me because that was a huge scary thing for you when we first started working together. Not against me in particular, but just your brows had been like, you know, a victim in the past to the situation. So you get a little freaked out because those take a long time to come back.
I've been like this my whole life about my eyebrows. I don't know why. Cause like even in the 90s, like I never did the like super thin, you know, that sort of Drew Barrymore in Mad Love. Do you remember that movie? Like, look, come on. Yeah, come on.
Like Pam Anderson, bro. I mean, her eyebrows still
look Pam Anderson. Exactly.
And it's probably just because they just gave up. They're like, sorry, girl. Which is fine. I mean, I she's my favorite and I'm not mad at that look. It's like she rocks it, but it's hard when you follow a trend that is gonna become permanent, you know.
Absolutely. I love Pamela Anderson so much. But yeah, so I never did that. And then you're right, I had that experience, as you remember, with a makeup artist who I'm sure is like great and like had their own way of like doing things, but I was like, and then I never let anybody else do it again until I met you.
It's scary. I mean, my eyebrows used to be really thin in my MAC days.
You have insanely beautiful eyebrows.
Well, thank goodness for strong genetics because they came back, but they were like, whew.
Yeah. Thin. Eyebrows are so big. Meaning like, I think on our face, like not that we neglect them. I think we pay a lot of attention to them now and we know how the trends or the looks or like whatever, but like, I don't know. They're so important and they,
I mean, they really do frame your face and it's important to not, I think that if you're going to, you know, that's one thing about trend that is scary. Like that's one of those things that's not like, oh, red lipstick is popular this season because you can just put that on and then wipe it off. But when you're tweezing your eyebrows to death because it's trendy at the moment, they might never come back. So that's just a forewarn.
Yeah.
Be careful with trends that are permanent because that's one of them. Yeah.
No, I know. And the red lip thing, I was really happy to see come back. And I'm always like, I'll be like, should we do a red lip? And you'll be
we should talk about that. Okay. I know. I feel like
I love it. And then halfway through the night, I'm like, why did I do it? We don't do it though. I've literally did it myself once.
Yeah.
And then I went, this is a true story. I went to, I was at a party. This was like I was in Miami. I went to the, Super Bowl and it was one of those nights. We just like had a Fox party. Like I went to or whatever. And, I did my own makeup. I didn't have you. And I did a red lip and I looked in the mirror like halfway through the night and this, like, it was all gone from the middle.
Right.
And then what was here was like, I looked like the Joker. So I was like, this is, I'm never doing this. It like scarred me in a way that was like, oh my God, never, ever, ever.
Well, you're way too hot to look like the Joker, first of all.
Well, a hot Joker.
Okay, like a total, like a Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, there we go.
that's all I want to look like. The thing is there's a certain amount of maintenance that goes with it. And it's not that I don't trust you because I actually think that you're very careful when you're ready.
I am and I'm not. Like, I am, and I'm. I am. But then, like, I get a.
I think you look after yourself to a certain degree. But yeah. I have certain clients. Like, we do a red lip for a photo shoot, and we walk from the dressing room to the set, and then somehow it's like on their face. I'm like, do you think I'm going to put this on you for an event? Are you crazy? Because who's going to get in trouble? Me. Because you, right. you got to be. I feel like you have to be really dainty, and you have to be willing to keep an eye on it and touch it up. I mean, there's tricks for making it last longer, but also it's kind of like you have to be a certain kind of person to be the red lip girl.
Yeah, it's true.
But
tell me,
they are popular here. I'm going to show you some colors. Okay, so there's new MAC lipsticks that I am obsessed with. It's their new collection called Maximal, and I love the packaging because it's a total nod to their original lipstick tube, the silver.
I was just about to say, this looks like the OG. Yeah.
It was flat on the top. So it would have been like this on the top as well, but it's just the way that they did it. But these are, they're a silkier, they're still matte, but they're a silkier formula. So they still have the same kind of long wearing. So this is the original garnet. This may be a new color, but I love them and I love the texture. Oh my God, it's so good. So it's like your ultra matte.
Oh, I love that.
But it's like a little bit more textury, or it has a little bit of a nicer texture.
And it's not as maybe drying. Right. Because, so tell me, okay, so if we're going to do, so red lips, because I know, and I love a red lip. I really do.
And it looks good on you.
I get afraid of it though. And so what is the, what would be if you had like a tip to give me and then anyone else listening who is afraid that they're, lipstick will be running, their red lip is going to be all over their face within an hour.
I mean, you have to, I always say, I'm a big studio, MAC Studio Fix person, because I feel like it's one of those kind of bulletproof products. Like I always kind of go over the lip line and I put a little bit extra in the corners. I even do that with nude lips. Like I do that with anything. Wow. Because if there's moisture or you have foundation on and then you're putting that lipstick on, it's going to emulsify more quickly. So I feel like you have to powder it down a tiny bit, maybe do a little lip balm initially and then blot it all off really good. And then go over it with a little bit of powder. You have to use a pencil. I mean, I think a pencil is a good way to go.
You have a fave?
And yeah, I mean, I love Charlotte Tilbury. Charlotte Tilbury has really amazing pencils, but I often say, like, if you're not that comfortable using a red pencil, use a neutral one. Because you still get the shape and then you still get that, you know, longer wearing product underneath, but then it doesn't really matter when you put the lipstick over it. Like it's going to have the same effect.
Oh my God. I love this. I love this tip too. Yeah. This is amazing.
And I love the Pillow Talk collection because there's like a waxiness to that pencil. So I feel like it stays on a little bit longer.
I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with the one and the two.
Oh yeah. The one, I love the two. I mean, the three is incredible too. It's like this, it's just like such a great shade, but I think using a neutral is fine. And going over it with the red. Yeah. And then, I mean, you just kind of have to be, honestly, like when it comes to, you just have to be aware of it. If you're going to be eating, you have to be aware of it. You just have to, you know, if your hair is getting in your face and then you go like this and then the strand of hair pulls the red across you. You just got to be aware of it. I mean, it's just, I feel like with red, I mean, there's liquid lipsticks out there that are very long wearing, which work really well. But I think it's just one of those products that you just have to be aware.
Hair thinning is complicated. The problem is it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages, such as postpartum, menopause, as well for different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. Physician-formulated with drug-free ingredients, Nutrafol supplements support healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning, including stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, metabolism, as they evolve throughout a woman's life. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol
ultra-full, clinically test final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code MeTime. Find out why 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code MeTime. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code MeTime.
Support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. Perfect timing, honestly, because my New Year's resolution was to finally find a uniform I'm completely obsessed with. And let me tell you, I live in this cardigan. I'm wearing it right now. I am completely obsessed. Jenny Kane, I love you. Anyway, Jenny Kane is a California brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. From luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all of your everyday basics, not to mention the most incredible home essentials too. Jenny Kane is here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Go to jennykane.com and use code Maggie to get 15% off. I am obsessed with all things Jenny Kane. I feel like it's so chic, and it also feels like you're just kind of wearing your most cozy, comfortable things like you would wear at home, but you look so cool. Like it looks, her stuff is beautiful. And any season, but this one especially, their sweaters are the it item. I am obsessed with the mohair boyfriend cardigan. It is the perfect everyday piece. I get compliments every time I wear my cardigan, especially. It's so comfortable. I truly live in it all day. It's the first thing I put on. I love it. And the cashmere, oh my God, it's so soft. It feels so good. Jenny Kane is known for their super luxe yet lightweight sweaters. And trust us, they do cashmere better than anyone. I'm telling you, it's true. The Cashmere Fisherman, Flynn Cashmere Sweater, and Cashmere Cocoon Cardigan are the best sellers in every season. But I love cozying up with them in winter and chilly. It's been so rainy and cold in LA. I love it. Plus, everything in their collection is designed so intentionally that you can style pieces together without a second thought. I love pairing something like a cable half zip with everything from classic denim to a slip dress for a look that's effortless and so easily put together. They've got elevated staples covered from the Brentwood blazer. Oh my God, I love their blazers. Yes. And the Hudson turtleneck. My winter uniform has truly never looked better. Find your new uniform at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you go to code Maggie at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. Jenny Kane, JennyKayne.com, promo code Maggie. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right. I love, but that's really helpful. Yeah. I always think you have to have a liner the same shade or whatever. So yeah.
Yeah, you can, but I think that a nude liner is totally fine. And I do that a lot because then you can like find the shape. It's a little bit easier, but we're seeing like deeper lip colors a lot right now. And I'm all about it. Like speaking of the 90s, I mean like, this is really cool. This deeper shade.
Oh, I love that's like a cranberry or not even that's like deep.
It's like a deep berry. Yeah. There's like kind of that vibe to it. And this is like the original Russian red, which is the first red that they ever developed, which is I think like the universally flattering red in this new formula, which is really exciting. So I feel like we've done it for a shoot, Maggie, but we've never done it for an event.
I think you're right, actually. Yeah. Because I remember we did.
There's a reason for that. Not that I don't trust you. It's not you. It's just, I don't have to worry about it because sending someone out into the world with a red lip is scary for
You're
me.
Very nice. But I am like a little kid. Like I will literally.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, champagne. Yes. Oh, food. Yes. And then like, you know, I haven't even done photos yet. Like I can be terrible about that. So
that terrifies me. Like if you're going straight, like if you're going straight from me to the carpet and you don't have to do anything, that's fine. And once you take pictures, like, you know, I don't really care at that point.
Right. Now I know. Oh, I don't either. Are you kidding?
I'm like, if it's like across your whole face, like that's your problem because I already got the photo where you're amazing. I don't want that to happen to you, but it's kind of one of those things where that's the most important part.
Yeah, it is the most important part. Yeah. You got to get the photo and then
you got to get the photo.
Then you're good. Then you're golden.
How many times?
And the champagne can flow.
Always the events that are produced by people who don't know any better. They're like, oh yeah, you're going to go do 2 hours of press and then photos are at the end. Like, really?
Oh my God, that happened recently at something that I went to where they were like, go ahead and take your seat. And then we're going to call people for the red carpet. And I think, I don't know that I even ended up doing it, but I was with Melanie and I remember Melanie being like, oh my God, we're doing the red carpet at the end.
You're like, no, that's okay. Don't call me.
Yeah,
exactly. We're just going to be over here, like, you know, taking cute pictures of ourselves.
I'll selfie it. I'll get the selfie.
I'll go to the red carpet. Get those pictures right away and be done with it. But I just think with red, you have to be mindful. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah, no, that's as good. I remember we did a Barry for a look in like 2018, I want to say, or 2019. And you know that I say a Barry, it wasn't like that red. It was just more bold than we usually do. And that photo ended up being pulled by like, it was crazy. It was like, I got a job.
That like kind of peachy dress?
No, it was a black dress. I'll show you. It was you. It was me, you and Guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was a while ago.
A Hallmark event. Yeah. I want to say it was 2018.
Okay.
And I, cause I've never done that. I did it that one time. Mm-hmm. And that photo ended up being when I got a job, the photo that everyone pulled.
Sometimes
you never know. Yeah.
That's what's great about the events is like you're investing into the event, but then you get gorgeous pictures and then they run forever.
That's the good and the bad. They literally,
it's the good and the bad because, well, that's why you hire who you want, you know, so, you know, you look good, but
yeah,
I did a screening with Tia Mowry recently, and it was for the new Genius, the MLKX.
Yes,
And she looked amazing because we never miss.
She is so stunning, and Alyssa, I've seen you've been like posting a lot, and I'm like, yeah. I invite everyone to look at these. And Tia's makeup is, I'm always like the glam that she already has, like she has that natural kind of glam about her, but like,
oh
my God, you two together, forget it.
And she's old school. I mean, she's been at it since she was a kid, you know, so it's interesting. And so has Alyssa, you know, these are child actors essentially. Yeah. But they're both so down to play. Like Tia literally like doesn't say, she's like, yeah, oh, I love it. You know, do what you want. Like, which I love because as an artist, it's fun because she trusts me. And then we get something amazing, you know, out of it. But she's such a canvas, and she's as kind as she is beautiful. But where was I going with the?
It was
an important screening for sure, but it wasn't like this massive premiere.
Right.
Those photos went everywhere, and I was so happy with the look. I mean, everything, the hair, the makeup, the wardrobe. I mean, it was such a beautiful look, and she just looked incredible. But I'm like, this is being picked up by everybody. Like, and we've done much bigger premieres and screenings that don't necessarily get this. So you never know.
You never know. You never know. Never know. I love that step up look we did. Wait, what?
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. It was like,
I mean, I love everything. I mean, I'm never mad at us.
Hi. I literally just want to hang out with you. And then also, like, I'm just making up a shoot that we're going to like do probably next week because I just...
Oh, yeah.
Want to hang out and like,
well, we're gonna hang out, but I think that'll be fun because you'll get tons of content. You know, we'll do some red lip stuff. Hello,
yeah, let's do some red lips
because we could take it off and then change it. You know, that's what's nice about doing it in the shoot.
So. Yeah, no, I agree. I'm so excited for that. What else? Anything else you have sitting there that you're like,
I did grab a brown eyeliner just to give people an example of something that I like when I was talking about trading your black liner for a brown liner, you know, just to kind of like soften it up a little bit. I love these. And I feel like we use these a lot. The Lancome, the Stilo waterproof liners, they last really, really nicely. And this is the kind of shade I'm talking about. This is going to be your like, espresso.
Yes.
It's chocolatey, it's warm. This is going to be that espresso what was it? Espresso makeup? What it's just
the espresso trend? Espresso makeup?
It just makes me want to have an espresso martini because that just sounds.
We should.
Espresso makeup trend. Yeah. Okay, so this is that vibe though. It's like that chocolatey, warm kind of. So if you're not wearing a lot of makeup and maybe you're just like an eyeliner mascara girl and you're putting on your mascara and you're used to putting black liner on the inside, that's fine. I mean, I'm not mad at that. But if you switch it for a brown and kind of smudge it out a little bit, it's going to look softer. And I find that like on someone like you, Maggie, that brown is going to make your eye color go nuts. You know, it's going to be
so... I was just going to say, but that's what you always do.
Yeah.
You do the... If we do a dark, if we do like a black or whatever, they tend to go a little bit more blue. But when we do, which is mostly what we do, browns, bronzes, you know, the sort of warmth, I feel like my eyes like turn green.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's cool. It's very cool. But I love this
so
kind of
brown eyed person that like your eyes just change color depending on like what's near them. It's infuriating. So good.
But I want to say, I think the espresso makeup vibe, now that we're talking about this trend that I'm just cannot wait to do. It works on everybody, right? It kind of works on all skin. Okay. Yeah.
So. There's nobody that browns wouldn't work on. And let's say it's someone olive skinned, like myself, like, you know, like a medium olive or like someone who's like a deep olive, like you might, those warmer colors are going to really pop and they're going to be beautiful. And then if you're dealing with someone super fair, you could still do that. Or like the taupier brown could be too. Like, we love that vibe too. So I don't think there's nobody that it wouldn't work on.
Okay, I love that. I'll tell you this really quickly because you'll get it. But you know, Peanut as Jigsaw, like we had soulmates and in our dogs. And and right before I met him in December, I just saw a video. Like, I had sort of looked a little bit, but I just saw this little video. My friend has this rescue called a Purposeful Rescue. And I was like, that's my dog. I think that's my dog. Went to meet him. He was like, you know, his knee was bad. She was like, he's got to have surgery. He just got to the foster. We don't know anything about him. We pulled him from the shelter. I was like, I was leaving town. She's like, you know, I want to meet him. So I met him. And I was like, I think this is my dog. But I was leaving town the next day for like 4 days, 5 days. And she's like, his surgery is Saturday. And that was Christmas Eve. Sunday actually was Christmas Eve. So anyway, when I was in Louisville, I was like, I couldn't make the decision, but I kept thinking like, if this is my dog, like Peanut, I kept talking to Peanut and I was just like, did you send me, if this is like, I'll take any sign you have that I'm A, ready, and B, you know, this is him and but yada, yada. So the first thing that happened.
And the Peanut approves.
Of course, we know it's her decision.
100% still.
Yeah, still. And, you know, I have like my own little sign. Little things were happening. But when I finally just said, like, I'm like, all right, I have to do this. Like, I have to. I don't know. There's something in me that just says, all right, I'm going to sign these adoption papers. I'll figure the rest out. And so right before I did that, I just said like a little prayer to her. And I was like, look, you know, if he's meant to be with somebody else, like, please, you know, let him find that person. But I think he's mine. And I'm going to sign these papers and I'll take anything you got to like, tell me like, yeah, mama, this is who I'm sending you next or whatever. The next day I get all of his adoption papers, his shelter records and everything, because I had officially adopted him now. So, and I was just looking through and I see that his shelter intake day was December 9th, 2023. Which was the 2 year anniversary of Peanut's passing. So it had just happened. This was almost Christmas now. But, and I thought that was interesting. December 9th, 2023, the anniversary of Peanut's passing is when he went into the shelter. They guess that he's bizarre. What?
It's bizarre.
Gets even more bizarre.
Okay.
They guess because of his teeth and his body and like whatever that he is, they don't know. They guess that he's 2 years old.
Okay. Oh.
They give him a birth date of the exact day that Peanut passed, which is December 9th, 2021.
Right.
So I have now adopted a dog that was you know, at least on his birth certificate, was born the day that Peanut died.
Right.
fucking nuts. Sorry. Nice. So I was like, all right, Peanut, I got it. He's my dog. It's cool. So then
like, Christmas. I get it. Okay.
Like she really hit me over the head with that one.
I was
like,
really, really did.
Really didn't have to, but all right. And then, I literally picked him up from his surgery on Christmas Eve. And so his name Linus, I didn't want to name him a nut. I felt like everybody's been naming their dogs and I love obviously Peanut. I love any dog name for a pistachio, a cashew, a walnut.
Pistachio is cute.
Pistachio is very cute. Here's the problem. There was a dog at the rescue named Pistachio. At the rescue. So I was like, I don't think he's a, and then what am I going to call him? Pissy? Stashy? Maybe Stashy's cute.
Stashy. You know, I like weird, I'm like a dog name. Jigsaw was really legendary. That was a really good dog name. Yeah.
And nobody has it.
No. And people were so funny because they're like, he had such great markings. They're like, oh, because he looks like a puzzle. I'm like, no, I literally got him when the first Saw movie came out and I was obsessed. Right. That's why I named him that. Like, he's just my little serial killer on a tricycle. But I'm here for it, but I always wanted, I'm like, I want to find a dog that's like, kind of fucked up looking, maybe like with one eye. And I want to name him like Giblet or Gizzard or Chum. You know what Chum is, right?
Yes.
I think Chum is so cute. Like, it's like an unfortunate name, but then it's so cute. Gizzard is funny because isn't gizzard like organ meats?
Yes. Gizzards. The gizzards.
Gizzard.
Yeah. It's like the stuff we don't really eat. But then again, if you go to like a yakitori or something like that, they'll definitely have gizzards and they're amazing.
I think giblet is really funny too.
What is giblet?
Giblets are like, it's like, pick pieces of mixed meat that you would like feed to like
what an is going
so cute. And then I had Jiggy and this could be Jibby, so hello.
Oh yes, getting Jibby with it.
Or Gizzy,
Gizzy's very cute too. Well,
I just think you gotta be creative, and I think Linus is so good.
Well, Linus came from, once I got past the nuts, it was like, Peanuts, it was Christmas, and so it was also like Peanuts characters from the Peanuts So, because I wanted it to like be derived, it felt like he came from Peanut, kind of. So, anyway, and it was he's not a Charlie Brown, but he is a Linus.
Charlie Brown, can you imagine? I love that too.
It's actually cute. I mean, Charlie Brown, come here.
First and last, like it's very dramatic.
And somebody's just like, "Oh, Charlie!" It's like, no. It's Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, yeah.
Three syllables, yeah. Anyway, I love that we're talking about dogs now. But anyway,
Who doesn't love dogs? I mean,
no.
And anyone who doesn't love dogs shouldn't be listening to your podcast.
The 100,000%. All right. What else? Anything else? Well, I guess I will cover this too, but I actually don't know that we have to because I feel like everybody is so specific and it's very like individual skincare wise. Like I feel I've discovered something new that I, that also is a podcast sponsor and I'm not just talking about it cause they are, but I love this One Skin. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's like,
You mentioned it to me too.
Yeah. It's it's a really, really good, stuff. So that's kind of a new thing I've been doing, but skincare is hard to talk about, I think, because we're all like, there is not a there's not a one size fits all for anything, but there's you can't even do a trend because I feel like that's just what works for you.
And I think with skincare, it's trial and error. And I think it's important to change the products that you're using because your skin gets used to it. Like you got to kind of shock it a little bit, but that is important because I'm picky about the skincare I use before I do makeup because I don't like anything to be too heavy or too moisturizing because then I think it's difficult to build on top of it. But I'm really glad you said that because there is something else here that I want to show you really quick because I feel like the naked kind of skin look is really popular right now. So using that skincare you love to kind of prime your skin, I feel like a lot of people are using less coverage, but they still want to like put a little bit of color on their face.
Yes.
These tinted moisturizer blushes from Laura Mercier.
Yes. Oh my God. You know what? I forgot about those.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love these because you can literally just apply, like this is kind of what the color looks like.
Gorgeous.
You can apply a tiny bit just on bare skin and you get this like really, really natural
Oh my God.
You know,
I'm going to totally, it's so pretty.
I mean, even if you do, even if like, let's say, I mean, you know, I love that Armani concealer, right? And yeah. I know that's something that you've been using. Let's say you do a tiny bit of that under your eye and then you just kind of blend it downward. So it just kind of is seamless and doesn't have any edges. And then you just pop a little bit of this on your cheeks. Like, you're good. Like, how pretty is that? And then I love this kind of bronzier one. This is amazing for like a deeper skin tone.
I am obsessed. Wait, I love that. Oh, I love that, too. I know. It's
so pretty. But like you work with it and you blend it, you could literally blend it to like nothing. You know
what
I mean?
Oh my God. This is one. This is new. I know you've used these on me, but I don't own this and I need to have this.
It might have been a different version of this because this is kind of like they've had this in their line for a while, but I think these might be newer shades. But if you're moisturizing and priming and you're doing all of that and then you just want to put a little color back, but you don't want to wear a lot of makeup, like this is a great way to go.
Yeah. I use that Armani concealer constantly now.
I have it on currently. I wear it a lot. I mean, that's a great, it's just a good cleanup product because it just looks good.
Half the time I'll do my sunscreen has a teeny bit of tint in it. So I just do my sunscreen. I do a little of the concealer, but that is the one thing I always feel like I need I always feel like my cheeks still need a little color.
You want to put a little bit of color back in. Yeah.
And
you put it on your cheeks. I mean, you can take a little, like the tiniest bit of what's left over on your finger and just kind of like,
Dab it everywhere
because it's going to just give you a little bit of color without looking like you put cream blush all over your face. You know,
I'm getting this today.
These literally blend down to like nothing.
I'm obsessed with them. Both colors.
Really, really pretty. Yeah. And they have a bunch of them, but they're not stains or anything like that. But literally like you can go as light or as heavy as you want, which is what's nice about these because I feel like they're very blendable.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. And those are Laura Mercier's.
Yeah, they're Laura Mercier. They're called the Tinted Moisturizer Blushes. And they're very liquidy. They're more liquidy than you would think. Like,
yeah.
I feel like a lot of people are used to a cream texture, which is great too. But the way these blend, they just blend to like nothing. So pretty.
I love. Oh my God. That's great, a good one.
Great like spring summer product, I think, because it's just like really lightweight and fresh and you don't have to like put a lot on.
I'm literally going to get that like today.
Yeah.
How many shades or is it just a couple?
There's several, I believe.
Okay. Okay.
The pinker one is Southbound, which.
Okay.
And the bronzier one is Coastline, but I can send you all of that.
I'm obsessed. Oh my God. Look at this. I'm even learning new stuff today. What else? Do you have more? I don't want to keep you much longer.
No, that's literally, I think, like everything I grabbed that I was like obsessed with on like the trend. I do have a Laura Mercier primer that I love because I'm glad you brought up the skincare line because this is something that works great in that capacity of just like prepping your skin a little bit and then not really wearing anything that has coverage in it and then just using a little something for color. So they have some new ones. This is the protecting primer, which I love, but
oh,
SPF, which is great. It has a little SPF in there. It goes on totally clear. You know, this is a silicone-free product, which I love. So it's going to give your skin, it's going to make your skin just look like, you know, really fresh and beautiful, but you're not putting any makeup on necessarily. So you can obviously use this.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, you could use this like as a primer. You know, it has a really nice slip to it. It's going to just make your skin, it's going to take the dullness out of your skin. You know what I mean?
I think I have the Radiance one or like
Radiance is really, I love that one as like a primer before we do an event because it makes the foundation look like so glowy and beautiful.
Yeah. Okay.
They have a few. They have the hydrating one. I love this protecting one because it has that built-in SPF 30. And then you can do that. And then you can just do a little bit of the color and be done with it, which I love.
I'm going to get the protective Laura Mercier. I'm going to do that.
Primer in protecting. It's called protecting.
Okay. And that protecting. I like that. I like being protected. And then I'm going to get the blush. And then I'm going to do that with my Armani concealer.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then I'm going to, I want to get this, either the MAC. I want to get the red.
I'm gonna bring you one of those for sure.
Yeah, I feel like too.
I like giving you things.
Really, why I want you to come over?
Literally, like I only want you to come over because you give me stuff. No, that's not the reason at all.
It's not the reason at all, but it's just an added bonus.
An added bonus. Yeah. I want to try these on you for sure. We got to do these.
I want your tutorial. I actually want to watch like your masterclass on it because I'm so afraid.
I feel like we should do one too.
That would be so fun. What are we thinking? Just before we hang up, what are we thinking? So red lip, we feel like this can go into spring, summer.
Always.
Yeah. Great. Okay, good. That's what I want.
When it comes to color and being hounded by trend, as far as when you can and can't wear it, I'm not.
Yeah, right.
If you want to wear, it's so funny because like we're seeing a lot of bold lip trends, but then we're seeing this really cool kind of like a soft goth thing, which I love. But like they're showing like a lot of the runways were showing black lipstick, which isn't for everybody, obviously. But what my point in bringing that up is, if you want to wear a dark red lipstick in the dead of summer, wear it.
Yes, this is what I'm saying.
Feel hot and good, then wear it. You know, and if you want Barbie pink lipstick to a holiday party, you should do that too.
Hell yes.
Just to piss everyone off.
You know what? Exactly. And also the black lipstick, I'm so glad you said that because when we did that black lipstick for that
I forgot. Oh my God, it was so good.
It was so good. I loved it so much.
You were a Banksy painting. Oh my God.
It was the shredded.
I forgot about that. And it was so good. The girl with the balloon.
Yes.
And you painted all those balloons.
I did.
He's an insane artist, you guys. You have no idea. I like
a DIY Halloween costume. I'm sorry. And I was like,
okay, yeah, but DIY makes it sound like pedestrian when in reality it was like a literal work of art. Like I could never do that.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm proud of that one. I'm really proud of that one.
But you're an amazing artist. Like you the girl can paint. And she's like, oh yeah, I was just painting that the other day. And I'm like, really? Wow. Okay. You're such a good artist. It's insane.
Thank you. I don't really share it that much. Maybe I will a little more, but
you don't need to. I just want people to know that you're good at it. You know, it's not like a weird hobby that you do that you like suck at. This is something that you like hide and are really good at. But I totally did a black lip and like a dark eye.
It was awesome. I will tell you that night. And it was also like one of those things that was kind of like early on and something that I was like in. Remember, and I was like, I'm going to a Halloween party as like a date, and like it was like their people and their Halloween party, and I was like, I've got to fucking kill it. I killed it.
Okay. And you know, we both love Banksy. I saw so many Banksy pieces in Barcelona. Oh my God. I was like, oh my God, Maggie would lose it.
Yeah. Well, and that Dolly, I got to go see that Dolly museum. Yeah.
That's a good costume. Yeah. But that dark lip. So I'm saying like, whatever makes you feel good, do it. You know, you can be inspired by trend. I think that's great, but don't be trapped by it.
Yeah. Listen to Anton, everybody.
That's not a trend right now. Ew. Ew. Ew.
Ew.
No. What makes you feel good. You know.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it. Wear that black lipstick all year round. Show up with the Barbie pink at the holiday party and piss everybody off.
I'm talking bubblegum Barbie pink, just to spite everybody who's like wearing gold eyeshadow and red lipstick, which I love, but they're conforming to a trend essentially. Yeah. You know what I mean? They feel like, oh, this is what I have to do because it's very holiday. It's like, no, who cares?
Yes. Yes. Tell them, Anton.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I love you so much. Thank you. Let's make a date for as soon as possible. I love you so much.
I love you too.
I just want to keep hanging out with you all day.
Anytime.
To everybody listening, I'm like, again, like this was so informative and it's so helpful. And you're also just the greatest. And I'm telling you, Anton, you watch. This will end up being like number two or three in like the most downloaded podcast I have.
But you're gonna have like 10 podcasts, Maggie, because we're gonna do a spin-off and it's gonna be another beauty lifestyle podcast.
Let's do it. I don't care. Let's build an empire.
Ready.
We're not here to fuck around.
Oh, I'm down.
I'm so down. All right, we'll end it on that note.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Me Time. I hope you had as much fun as we did. And please check out some of those products if you haven't. I use a lot of them, and I swear by everything Anton says, and I think you will too. And next week, very excited, we're going to move on to hair, and Matilde Campos will be here, so don't miss that. Okay, thank you all so much. Bye.